You're listening to the Islamic Sustainable Finance and Investment Podcast, the show discussing the latest and most exciting developments of Sharia-compliant sustainable finance.
Ais Selangor issued its largest SRI Sukuk to date in late October 2023, worth 1 billion ringgit. My name is Marlena Karim, the editor of Islamic Sustainable Finance and Investment, and I'm joined by Kevin Lee, the head of finance and strategy at Ais Selangor, to talk about this landmark issuance.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Ais Selangor's 1 billion ringgit SRI Sukuk.
That was our latest issuance. So far, we've issued 4 tranches, which involve SRI Sukuk. I believe that was our highest issuance in terms of value to date, 1 billion. And it was fully 100% SRI Sukuk compliant Sukuk. I think to date, that was probably the best received issuance to date, because I think we were initially planning to issue 700 million, but because of demand, it was upsized to a billion. And even at a billion, it was 3.6 times oversubscribed. So we're very pleased at the outcome of the last tranche.
Yeah, so you mentioned that the issuance was upsized and you said that this was due to demand. Who were the parties that were demanding this?
Well, our investors traditionally, historically, tend to be a combination of financial institutions as well as insurance companies and some fund managers as well. So they're about, I think the majority are financial institutions and insurance companies, because our issuances tend to be a bit longer dated. But there are some fund managers as well. I would say about 70% comprising FIs and insurance companies, with the rest being fund managers.
Why do you think there was a strong demand from investors, and what does this say about the Islamic capital market right now?
I believe it was a combination of two things: timing, as well as the fact that we are a SRI compliant Sukuk issuer. I don't think there's that many in the market at this stage, at least not in the Malaysian market. Timing wise, there was a space in October where I think there were less issuers going into the market at that stage. Yeah, combination of these two things. And even then, I think since we started our bond program in 2020, we have noticed a shift from just normal Sukuk demand from investors to SRI compliant Sukuk. So we believe that the fact that our Sukuk program allows us to issue SRI compliant Sukuks has contributed to the demand.
Absolutely. So you kind of alluded to a sort of gap in the market recently for SRI Sukuk.
There was. Well, not just for SRI Sukuk, but just also Sukuk in general, because I think at that point in time, when in October, when we went to the market, there were probably only 2 or 3 issuers to our knowledge at that stage. And most of them were not SRI compliant. Because I think in September, there was quite a number of issuers who went to the market. So partly due to the timing of our issuance.
For sure. I just want to build on that a little more. Why do you think it's the case that in October there were less issuers coming to the market?
I guess at that point in time, we had planned initially for it to be in September, but eventually we delayed it to October just to wait for the US Fed to announce their latest rate. So we just timed it to match that. And when there was no change in the rate, we immediately went to the market. So that was also contributed to the demand.
Being a labeled issuance, do you think that impacted the pricing for the Sukuk?
To a certain extent, yes, because in terms of water utilities, there isn't that many issuers in the Malaysian market, at least not AAA rated water players. I think apart from Ais Selangor, the only other AAA rated issuer in the water utilities sector is PAB Pengurusan SNI. So that also again contributed to the demand.
For sure. So as you mentioned, this is the sixth tranche under Ais Selangor's 10 billion ringgit Sukuk Murabaha program. And Air Selangor has also tapped Islamic sustainable capital markets several times in the past. So how does this most recent issuance differ from Air Selangor's previous Sukuk? Were there any challenges in the issuance process?
I think the SRI compliant issuance landscape has actually improved since we first started. The last two issuances that we made went to the market is, I think, indicative of the improved landscape, because we managed to issue 100% SRI compliant sukuk for the last two tranches. I think in the past, we had to have a combination of normal sukuk and SRI compliant, not because there was no demand, but because I think earlier on in our program, especially in 2020, when we first tapped the market, the investors were a little bit more indifferent in terms of whether the issuances were SRI compliant or not. But these days, especially the last two times we went into the market, there's a clear indication that SRI compliant is preferred. So I would say that the landscape has actually improved for iSelangor as far as the SRI compliant issuances are concerned. Of course, it's been 3 years since we first tapped the Sukuk market. So of course, people are getting more familiar with the iSelangor label. That again has contributed to our ability to issue at a consistent schedule every year.
You alluded to maybe literacy playing a role here, but has there been any regulatory efforts that has improved the landscape?
Well, we believe there has been. I think the Central Bank of Malaysia, as far as the financial institutions are concerned, have started to encourage and essentially impose regulatory requirements for FIs to essentially monitor the portfolio of assets. So clearly that has had an impact on issuers who are SRI compliant. Also in a more general setting, of course, companies, corporates in general have started to really focus on ESG in their day-to-day activities. So iSelangor as a water business, as a water treatment and distribution services company, benefits from that, because I would say 99% of our activities are SRI compliant. So we have benefited from the change in landscape, partly because of the regulatory changes and also because of climate change. Of course, everyone is very concerned about climate change. At iSelangor ourselves, we are also very ESG driven. I think we have a target of achieving net zero fossil fuels by 2040. So that is definitely benefiting companies that are playing in the same landscape as iSelangor. I think most of the water operators in Malaysia have really started to focus on ESG related activities, because energy cost is increasing. So we have seen a large change in the landscape over the last 3 years.
So let's just delve into this issuance a little more. How will the Sukuk proceeds be utilized? What kind of projects will this finance?
So all our projects are sustainable in nature. The bulk of our issuances will go towards building new plants, building new treatment plants, because these tend to be the highest capital intensive in nature. So new treatment plants to keep up with demand. We also need to rehabilitate our existing plants, our existing treatment plants. And also a substantial portion will go towards pipe replacement and ensuring that our distribution network is improved and constantly upgraded to ensure that the quality of water and the availability of water to our consumers are met.
For sure. You said something interesting just now. You said all our projects are sustainable in nature. Does this mean that Air Selangor's non-SRI Sukuk also finances sustainable projects?
Yes, they do. As I said, when we initially started the focus on non-SRI compliant issuances, I wouldn't say was higher, but I would say they were indifferent between SRI and non-SRI. When we first established our program, we were hoping that having an SRI compliant provision in the program would allow us to drive the cost of financing down as time goes by. And clearly, with the changes in landscape, we've managed to realize some of the cost savings by focusing towards issuances of SRI compliant instead of non-SRI compliant issuances.
So with that being said, would there be a need for IS Selangor to issue non-SRI Sukuk in the future?
So our hope, our target is from now onwards, in fact, from this year onwards, we've tried to actually just issue SRI compliant Sukuk so that we eventually phase out non-SRI Sukuks. So far this year, this would be the first year where all our tranches, we try to issue two tranches a year. So far this year, we've managed to issue for both tranches 100% SRI Sukuks. So we hope to keep this momentum going for the following years and stop issuing non-SRI Sukuk in the future.
For sure, that's very exciting. So I just want to build on one of your main reasons here. One of the reasons, I guess, is cost saving, right? What are we talking here? What kind of margins are we talking in terms of preferential pricing for labeled Sukuk?
Well, it's a bit difficult to tell, but because the interest rate environment has been shifting quite drastically over the last 2 years, but I would say anything from 10 to 20 basis points in comparison between a non-SRI and an SRI. It also depends on the tenor of the issuances. So yeah, it depends again on various factors, but 10 to 20 basis points is not unheard of.
You talked about the tenure. So why was this Sukuk issued across 5 series with tenures ranging up to 25 years?
The water industry is capital intensive, and particularly so for IS Selangor because our assets are aging. So we do need to constantly reinvest in our assets. So there's often a trade-off between issuing shorter dated Sukuk where the profit charges are lower, but also managing cash flow, which means issuing longer dated Sukuk, which allows us to flatten out our cash outflow. That trade-off primarily is due to the fact that tariffs are reviewed every 3 years. So we need to issue bonds or Sukuk in the case of IS Selangor that match our cash flow. And a lot of our assets have a long lifespan. Some pipes, for example, can last up to 30 years. Our treatment plants, if properly maintained, can go up to 50 years. So to match the profile of our assets, we would prefer longer dated Sukuk issuances. However, with longer dated issuances, of course, the profit rates go up. We have to strike a balance between managing our cash flow and making sure that it matches the useful life of our assets and issuing shorter dated Sukuk that will essentially bring the average financing cost down.
So to close off, you mentioned that IS Selangor generally issues two tranches of Sukuk every year. What will 2024 look like? What is the issuance size you guys have in mind? And will this be primarily SRI Sukuk?
It would be primarily SRI Sukuk, that is correct. In terms of sizing, we've in the past issued on average about 1 billion in Sukuk every year. This year, because of the good demand and the attractive profit rates, we went up to 1.1 billion in total. So we hoped to continue the sizing of around 1 billion next year. But ultimately, that depends on our projected cash requirements because these are all project driven. So if there is a need to tap a larger size to meet the project schedule, then we would. In general, we normally issue about 1 billion in size a year.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. For more discussions on Islamic sustainable finance and investment, log on to www.islamicsustainable.com. You can also listen to the episodes on your favorite platforms, including iTunes and Spotify.